This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're looking at the scripture, who God is. Jesus said to the woman of Samaria at the well, he said, you worship, you know not who, you know not what, but we know who we worship because salvation is of the Jews. God expects you to know something because without faith you cannot receive from God. You know, everybody in hell is there because they would not receive Jesus as their Savior. Many because they did not hear, and even more, they did not believe. Religion sends people to hell. If you read John 10:10, it says the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But in context, the thief is religion, and God's enemy and our enemy, our adversary, is the originator of all false religions. False religions lie about who God is. Many good people have been deceived. The Bible tells us that God is eternal, that God is immutable. He changes not. Oh, there's all kinds of wonderful Christians that believe God changes. God has changed. God doesn't do what he used to do, but God hasn't changed. God is impossible to change. God is self-existent, the Bible says. God is omnipresent. He's present everywhere. He's not manifest everywhere, but he's present everywhere. God is all-powerful. God is all-knowing. Not only does God know what you need, God knows everything about you. Even the hairs on your head are numbered. But what is God like? Those things don't tell us who God is. They don't tell us what God is like. Well, the first thing the Bible tells us is that God is a living God. That means he communicates. He's alive. He's active. Deists think that God exists, but he doesn't have anything to do with man. Well, that's ridiculous. He's living. He communicates. He interacts. God is holy. God is love. Oh, so many people don't understand that God is love. God doesn't just love. God is love. And God is good. All these things are from the Bible. God is merciful. God is full of compassion. God is everything that we need. The devil will lie to people, say, well, God will never forgive you. But he's plenteous in mercy. Not only is he merciful, he's tender in his mercy. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Deuteronomy 44:31 says, for the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers, which he swore to them. He's full of compassion, and of course that's very similar to mercy. But you know, you can be merciful without action. But compassion in the Bible always denotes action. The Bible says, he being full of compassion, what did he do? He forgave their iniquities. Psalm 111 verse 4 says, he made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He's full of compassion. You know, everything that God has, he's full of it. He's full of love. He's full of mercy. He's full of forgiveness. The Bible says his compassions fail not. Jesus, in the New Testament, it says, one example is found in Matthew 14:14. It says, and when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Talking about not knowing God, you know, there are myriads of theologians who say, well, Jesus only healed to prove he was God. And he's proved it, so he doesn't have to heal anymore. No, he was moved with compassion, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is not some words on a piece of paper
that some theologians have come up with. He was moved with compassion. He's still compassionate. Psalm 86:15 says, "But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, abundant in mercy and truth." Psalm 135, verse 1 says, "The Lord is great." Amen? The Lord's great. The Bible says He's God Almighty. He's El Shaddai. He's the Lord Most High, El Elyon. You know, Christmas Day 1967, when God revealed Himself to me, the first thing He revealed was that there was a God, and then I instantly knew God was good. I didn't know the extent of it, but I knew that God was good. I knew that God was good. I didn't know that He was full of compassion, that He was full of mercy, that He was long-suffering, but I knew that He was good. I didn't ever fathom the greatness of His goodness. But God wanted me to know that He was good. Your prayer life is hindered if you don't know that you know that you know God is good. And He loves you. And there's nothing you can do about it. God is great. God is righteous. What does that mean? That means He's without sin, but it means everything that He does is correct. It's just. God is not unjust. God is not a respecter of persons. You know, in the book of Jeremiah, maybe Ezekiel, but I think Jeremiah, God chastised the Jews for saying that God was not fair, that God didn't deal with everybody equally, that He was a respecter of persons. And He said, "No, you're the ones that are respecters of persons." The Lord is righteous in all His ways. And we know that God is a giver. God is a giver. He's a giver of natural things. He's a giver of life. He's a giver of joy. The Bible says we can come boldly to the throne of grace, and He will give us grace to help in the time of need. And say He might. Say you might, you know, catch Him on a good day. God never gets out of bed on the wrong side of the bed because He never sleeps or slumbers. God is gentle. Think about that. God, you know, people, their idea of God, you know, when God revealed Himself to me, I knew He was good and I knew that He could do anything, but I never dreamt that He was gentle. I surely never dreamt He was humble. You know, those don't equate in humanity. Very few great men are humble, gentle, although I did meet a humble and gentle general once. God is gentle. Psalm 18:35 says, "Thy gentleness has made me great." Thy gentleness has made me great. Paul said this in 2 Corinthians 10:1, "Now I, Paul, myself am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ." Jesus was gentle with the little children. The disciples weren't. They said, "Don't bother Jesus." But Jesus is gentle. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." In other words, He wants us to be meek and humble. If that's what He is, and He wants us to be yoked together with Him, "Take my yoke upon you." Get yoked. You know, the Bible says, don't be unequally yoked. We are yoked with Him who is meek and lowly, if we want to be. He said, "Take my yoke, and you'll find rest." Most people don't think there's any rest. They think meekness and lowliness is weakness, but it's strength. The Lord is faithful. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, "The Lord is faithful." Deuteronomy 32:4 says, "The rock, His work is perfect, all His ways are justice." Now the King James says, "A God of truth," and you know, we used to sing that, "God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is He." But a better translation is, "A God of faithfulness." You see, if you're not truthful, you're not faithful. But the word really should be, as the Revised Standard has it, faithfulness. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and right. In other words, if God said it and you believe it, just rest in it. God's not going to break the chain. The Bible says He won't forget His covenant. In fact, the Bible says He's the faithful God who keeps His covenant. What's that mean? His promises. He keeps His promises. He's the faithful God. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, "Therefore know that the Lord your God, He is the faithful God." You can count on God. You don't have to worry about God. You know, Brother Hagin tells lots of stories about when people would come up to him after his meetings when he was in churches. And of course, he'd speak twice a day for several weeks. And eventually, a lot of times, people would come up to him and say, "Well, would you pray with me about this?" And he generally talked to them about, or had talked that day about, the prayer of agreement. You know, the Bible says, "If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven." He would pray with people and he'd say, "Well, is it done?" They say, "Well, I hope so." "Well, it isn't, because I'm believing and you're hoping." God is faithful. If we'll do our part, God will do His part. Just bring it right back to salvation. The Bible says He will in no wise cast anybody out that comes to Him. Nobody. Nobody. Anybody can repent and come to God. Adolf Hitler could have gone to heaven. Joseph Stalin could have gone to heaven. Idi Amin could have gone to heaven. You know, there's nobody in hell for their sins. They're in hell because they refused to believe God forgave their sins and accepted.
Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today. I'd like to either announce to some of you or remind others that beginning January 8th, that's a Thursday night, we're going to have healing school. This school does not have tuition. The Bible says, "Freely you've received, freely give." Starting the second Thursday in January and throughout 2015, we're going to have healing school beginning at 7 p.m. And I encourage you to get in on it from the very beginning, because we're going to lay a foundation. And we're going to start with the basic foundation that you need to know first. We're going to be teaching about healing. We're going to be praying for the sick. We're going to be seeing people healed. God is a healer, and He wants His people to know that He's a healer. And we are going to equip you to receive healing and take that message to others. We have a website, rockpowerchurch.com. You can also email us from that website. We're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. I hope to see you soon.